from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hey listener, welcome back to our English program over at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by news from across Indonesia. Today in history, My Indonesia, news in brief. We continue Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, and to conclude our program for today, we present you Music Corner. That was our program summary for today over at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Meeting culture activists, President Joko Widodo confirms infrastructure development for unity. Vice President Yusuf Kala affirmed foreign employees prioritized to transport technology. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo emphasized that infrastructure development across Indonesia, which is currently being promoted by the government, is an effort intended not only to build the economy but also to maintain unity. In his meeting with a number of cultural activists at the State Palace in Jakarta, the president gave an example when he traveled to Papua. At the time, he found a price disparity of fuels when compared with prices in Java. President Joko Widodo views that the inequality may bring about an impact on possible disintegration of the nation if not addressed by infrastructure development.
Yang namanya infrastruktur tidak hanya masalah ekonomi, bukan. Di dalam pemahaman saya tidak seperti
the name of infrastructure is not only about economic aspect. In my understanding, it is not like that. This infrastructure will unite us. If the inequality, as I said before, we cannot be united. Unifying means that I used to carry out an experiment. I flew from Aceh in Banda Aceh and directly flew to Wamena. It took 9 hours, 15 minutes. What does it mean? Yes, this makes us be aware that this nation is a great nation. If we fly from London 9 hours, it reaches Istanbul in Turkey. It has already passed how many countries? Maybe 6, 7 or 8 countries. Yes, this is our country, but if we do not prepare it, whether the airport, the seaport or the road, the occurrence of inequality among regions will be getting bigger. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also disclosed that after completing the stage of infrastructure development as the first stage of nation building, the government will continue the second major development stage by investing in human resource development. He perceives that this is done because of high value of Indonesian culture in supporting the development of Indonesian nation. The president added that the development of working ethos, productivity and integrity will be the backbone and foundation of Indonesian future development. Foreign employees entering Indonesia are prioritized to transfer their technology so that it can help improve the quality of industrial production in Indonesia. This was stated by Vice President Yusuf Kala after attending the handover of assistance of at Indonesian Red Cross headquarters in Jakarta on Friday. The ease of entry permit for foreign employees to Indonesia as stated in Presidential Regulation No. 20/2018 on the use of foreign employees is the impact of foreign investment in the country. He took an example that benefits of foreign employees in Indonesia can be seen in automated companies from Japan, Toyota, was previously had around 30 until 40 foreign employees. Now their number is only 3 people. Vice President Yusuf Kala also pointed out that the number of foreign employees in Thailand is 10 times higher than that of foreign ones in Indonesia. As a result, industries and export activities in Thailand are more than in Indonesia. Indonesia, as the world's fourth largest coffee producer, has a chance in South Korean market, although the Indonesian coffee still ranks 13th in the South Korean coffee market, under Vietnam and the United States. This was stated by Indonesia Ambassador to South Korea, Umar Hadi, in an interview with Voice of Indonesia on Friday. He said that to boost Indonesian coffee position in the South Korean coffee market, Indonesia is participating in International Coffee Expo Seoul 2018 held at COEX Center in Seoul at 4 until 8 April 2018. Ambassador Umar Hadi also said that at the exhibition, South Korean people respond positively to coffee from Indonesia. This is evidence that there was transaction worth nearly $2 million in the past day of the exhibition.
Jadi memang tanggal 4 sampai dengan 8 April tahun 2018 ini.
Seoul International Coffee Expo is going on from April 4th until 8, 2018. This is an annual event in which Indonesian Embassy, along with the Central ITBC and the Ministry of Trade, always invites and facilitates for Indonesian coffee exporters to participate in the exhibition. Alhamdulillah, the first day of the event recorded transaction worth nearly $2 million, so it's quite promising. Furthermore, Ambassador Umar Hadi said that Indonesian prospect to grab the South Korean coffee market is still very large. The diversity of taste of Indonesian coffee is a main factor that attracts the importers and the people of South Korea. Korea ranks 11th in the world and second place after Japan as the highest coffee importer in Asia. Chairman of Indonesian Red Cross PMI, who is also Vice President of Republic of Indonesia, Yusuf Kalla, received 10 units of Voucher 10 trucks from PT Astra for operational activities of the PMI throughout Indonesia. At the PMI headquarters in Jakarta on Friday, Vice President Yusuf Kalla appreciated the aid as one form of corporate social responsibility, SCR.
Yeah, pertama ini.
Yes, this is CSR space aid to humanity. So we thank for Astra because it is the duty of the company, one of the obligation of how to help the community. Vice President Yusuf Kalla also urged the PMI to improve its services to the community with the addition of 10 Voucher 10 trucks. He also said the voucher is a basic need to help PMI implement his humanitarian mission, especially in handling natural disasters and catastrophes in Indonesia. President Director PT Astra, Prijono Sugiarto, directly handed over the donation symbolically to PMI Chairman Yusuf Kalla. Prijono hopes that this assistant can help PMI when a disaster occurs in one area. To improve its performance, PMI targets to have 100 units of Voucher 10 trucks by 2019. The Embassy of Republic of Indonesia in Seoul, South Korea, has been ready to implement presidential election to be held in 2019. The South Korean Election Committee has been formed and has signed the integrity pad at the Embassy Hall in Seoul recently. Indonesia Ambassador to South Korea, Umar Hadi, told Aerial Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday that based on previous elections, there are two challenges faced in holding election in South Korea. The first challenge is related to the distribution of information to voters and updating the voters' data. The second one is how Indonesian citizens in South Korea can have the opportunity to cast their voting rights. Thus, the embassy launched Seoul's workshop center and will deploy 14 booths or TPS in strategy areas.
Ya, itu kita sudah mengembangkan sistem baru menggunakan WA.
We have developed a new system using WhatsApp. We update the data of the voters of our migrant workers scattering everywhere in Korea. They do not need to come to the embassy, they just need WhatsApp. With that technology, we can confirm the data and their assistance. Secondly, on election day, there will be a method of voting by mail so that they do not also have to take a day off to vote. Later, we will map so that we spread the voting booths in strategic locations to enable as many as possible our citizens to cast their voting rights. Ambassador Umar Hadi further explained that Indonesian people living in South Korea today are mostly migrant workers. There are at least 40,000 Indonesian citizens, more than 30,000 have complete data and have the rights to vote in the 2019 presidential election. He also said that based on 2014 election data, only 10% of Indonesian citizens in South Korea could use legislative voting rights and 30% presidential voting rights. Therefore, Indonesian embassy is always promote improving efforts to facilitate Indonesian citizens in casting their voting rights. Currently, the embassy in Seoul is starting to update data and it has collected around 30,000 of Indonesian citizens in South Korea. The Minister of Communication and Informatics will build more than 400 base transceiver station or BTS towers to support high-speed internet network in West Papua province. Minister of Communication and Informatics Rudiantara said in Manokwari on Friday that the BTS towers will be built from the inland and coastal areas. The government wants people throughout West Papua village to enjoy the convenience in communicating. Currently, optical cable installation in the landline has already begun. West Papua Governor Domingus Mandacan in a separate interview stated that the West Papua provincial government is ready to succeed the program. He also invites the community to support and welcome the Pelaparin East program. Optical cabling has started from Alor, Nusa Tenggara Timur, NTT. Overall, the underground and underwater cables will be installed as far as 5,700 kilometers. Minister of Health Nila Mulud encourages health research that can support health development and can be implemented directly in the field. This was stated by Minister Nila after attending a walk-in meeting of Health Research and Development Agency at the Minister of Health in Jakarta on Friday. She took an example for the study of the adequacy of childhood antibodies during the occurrence of extraordinary diphtheria last year. Research and Development Center at the Minister of Health immediately conducted a survey related to the fulfillment of child immunization, which was the result of many children with incomplete immunization. From the result of this study, the Minister of Health issued a re-immunization policy or outbreak response immunization in a number of areas. Minister Nila Mulud also disclosed that utilization of research results can also be improved through cooperation among sectors such as universities, industries, and government. Increased utilization of research results can be applied in a bid to eliminate tuberculosis, prevention of childhood ward cases, as well as increase coverage and quality of immunization. The last item, approximately 4,000 volunteers who are coordinated by the Environment and Hygiene Agency at Badan Regency, Bali, participate in a cleanup action with the themed Kuta Bersih Tanpa Plastik Beach, which means clean Kuta without plastic, in Kuta Beach, Badan, Bali on Friday. The action was held in a series of Badan commitment to make the IMET World Bank Annual Meeting 2018 successful to be held in October. This was stated by head of the Environment and Hygiene Agency of Badan, Putu Eka Mertawan, in Kuta Badan on Friday. He said that the clean action of the garbage was followed by civil servants of regional defense organization in Badan Regency government, military and police personnel and tourism employees, as well as junior high school and senior high school students in Kuta sub-district. Putu also said that Kuta Beach cleanup activity also reflects that Badan is ready to host the IMET World Bank Annual Meeting 2018. He reported that garbage collected on the activity is 10 trucks weighing about 10 tons, which is dominated by plastic garbage. He added that in addition to the cleanup action of the beach waste, the Environment and Hygiene Agency of Badan also focus on enrichment of Badan fuels such as fat, mainline hygiene, household waste management, and plastic waste and coastal waste. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
From across the country, unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news from across the country that brings you interesting information from across Indonesia in a week. The first news comes from Jayapura, Papua. Jayapura District Government, Papua Province, sent 8 students to Germany to continue studying in tourism. Head of the Human Resources Development Personnel of Jayapura District, Alex Rumbobiar, in Sentani, Jayapura, said in 2017 they had sent 4 students to Germany who then returned to Jayapura District for practice. After that, they sent off again to Germany to finish college. Alex continued, at the end of 2017, 4 more students were sent to Germany for college. The 8 students who study in Germany are specialized in the field of tourism. It is hoped the students who currently are studying in Germany will return and develop tourism in Jayapura. The next news comes from Banyuwangi, East Java. Government of Banyuwangi, East Java held Underwater Festival. Regent Abdullah Aswar Anas in Banyuwangi on Tuesday explained that the Underwater Festival was held at one of the favorite marine tourism objects in Banyuwangi, Bangsering Underwater, Wongsorejo Sub-District, from April 4th to 6th. At the festival, it was displayed a variety of unique attractions, from Nemo dancing or observation of Nemo fish for 48 hours, Gandrung dance on the ocean floor, maritime education, canoe competitions, coastal running competition, and underwater photography. According to the region, this was a creative way for fishermen to do something different. It was not only held as mere activity, but also to insert nautical education. He said the fishermen in Bangsering area continue to show positive behavior to develop their area. Bangsering Underwater is an underwater conservation area managed by Bangsering Fishermen in Wongsorejo Sub-District, Banyuwangi. In 2017, a group of fishermen in the region received Kalpataru Environmental Award from the President of Republic of Indonesia because they were able to change the mindset of the former fish bombers to become active in coral reef restoration. The latest news comes from Lebak, Banten. The third month of Kawaluk celebration in Badui community in Lewi Damar District, Lebak District, Banten, was celebrated with family members. Santa, a Badui resident who lives in Kampung Cipiit Kanekes Village, Lewi Damar District, Lebak Regency, on Tuesday said all Badui community gathered with family members and left farming early. For the Kawalu celebration, Santa said Badui people would walk between 10 to 40 kilometers by carrying crops such as huma rice, bananas, and other crops. Although the outer Badui people are allowed to ride vehicles, but when about to celebrate Kawalu, they must walk with some farm produce. Head of Kanekes Village, Lewi Damar District Lebak, Jaro Saija, said the Badui areas during Kawalu ritual were momentarily closed from tourists. Jaro said during the ritual, Badui people will wear their traditional dress. The outer Badui people wear black clothes with blue and black lomar or headband, while the people of inner Badui wear white clothes and white lomar. Well, that was news from across the country. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listeners, nice to meet you in our regular program Today in History of Area Libre Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start from an event on April 7, 1947, when Ba'ath Party was established in Damascus, Syria. Ba'ath Party consists of several political parties, which represented Ba'ath political movement. The party was the first regional branch of original Ba'ath Party before changing its direction with Ba'ath movement, which dominated Syria after breaking with the original Ba'ath Party in 1966. Ba'ath held the power in Iraq since February 1968 until 2003. After the de facto removal of Ba'ath leader, Saddam Hussein in Iraqi war in 2003. The government that ruled Iraq prohibited Ba'ath Party in June 2003. Ba'ath believed was to combine Arab socialism, militarism, nationalism, and pan-Arab. Its secular ideology often contradicted against other Arab governments in the Middle East, which tended to support Islamism and theocracy. The next event is that in 1948, World Health Organization was established. The World Health Organization, WHO, is a specialized agency of the United Nations that is concerned with international public health. It was established on 7 April 1948 with the headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland. The WHO is a member of United Nations Development Group. Its predecessor, the Health Organization, was an agency of League of Nations. The Constitution of the World Health Organization had been signed by 61 countries on 7 April 1948, with the first meeting of the World Health Assembly finishing on 24 July 1948. It incorporated the Office of International Hygiene Public and the League of Nations Health Organization. Since its creation, it has played a leading role in eradication of smallpox. Its current priorities include communicable diseases, in particular HIV/AIDS, Ebola, malaria, and tuberculosis, the mitigation of the effects of non-communicable diseases, sexual and reproductive health, development and aging, nutrition, food security and healthy eating, occupational health, substance abuse, and driving the development reporting, publication, and networking. And the last event is about World Health Day. In 1948, World Health Organization held the first World Health Assembly. The Assembly decided World Health Day celebration on April 7 annually, beginning 1950. World Health Day was held to commemorate the establishment of World Health Organization and viewed as an opportunity to attract world awareness in a bid to be aware with serious problems of global health every year. World Health Organization holds the event in international, regional, and local levels on the day depending on the theme. World Health Day is recognized by various governmental and non-governmental organizations which have interest in public health issues. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on Indonesia steel rod in coils exports out from anti-dumping allegations. Director General of Foreign Trade at the Indonesian Ministry of Trade, Oke Nurwan, said in a press statement on Tuesday that the Australian Anti-Dumping Commission announced the discontinuation of anti-dumping investigation for steel rod in coils products from Indonesia. The announcement was submitted by the Australian Anti-Dumping Authority on March the 26th. Oke Nurwan said the result of an investigation by the Australian Anti-Dumping Authority shows that Australia's domestic industry losses are not derived from imports that are considered dumping. This decision is also attributable to the cooperative attitude of three Indonesian exporters in delivering the data and information requested by the Australian Anti-Dumping Authority. Oke Nurwan appreciates Indonesian exporters who took the initiative in cooperation with Australian Anti-Dumping Authority. They have also supported the Indonesian government move during the investigation to secure access to the steel export market in Australia. Australia's investigation into anti-dumping of steel rod in coils products began on June the 7th last year. The Indonesian government, through the Trade Safeguard Directorate in written defense or submission, conveyed the import of Indonesian rod in coils products is not harmful. In fact, it is beneficial to the Australian domestic industry. This is evident from the increase in Australian domestic sales during 2013-2016. Meanwhile, Trade Security Director of the Trade Ministry, Pratnyawati, explained that the decision to terminate the anti-dumping investigation has actually been issued by the Australian Anti-Dumping Authority since their main data report dated October 27, 2017. Authority postponed its decision several times. It responded positively to the Australian market. This is evident from the value of Indonesian steel rod in coils exports to Australia in January 2018, which reached $1.4 million. This figure rose 139% compared to the same period last year, which only amounted to $620,000. According to Pratnyawati, it shows, despite delayed determination, there is optimism of Australian buyers that Indonesian product will be free of anti-dumping. Based on data from the Indonesian Central Bureau of Statistics, exports of steel rod in coils still have a chance to increase. The export value for this segment to Australia during 2017 reached $15 million, up 15% from the 2016 period of $13 million. However, the trend decreased by 13% during the period 2013 to 2017. Pratnyawati hopes this decision can boost and return the value of Indonesian steel rod in coils products exports to Australia, which had reached $26 million in 2013. Well, that was my Indonesia Today, which is on Indonesia steel rod in coil exports out from anti-dumping allegations. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo emphasized that infrastructure development across Indonesia, which is currently being promoted by the government, is an effort intended not only to build the economy but also to maintain unity. Foreign employees entering Indonesia are prioritized to transfer their technology so that it can help improve the quality of industrial production in Indonesia. This was stated by Vice President Yusuf Kalla after attending the handover of assistance at the Indonesian Red Cross headquarters in Jakarta on Friday. Indonesia, as the world's fourth largest coffee producer, has a chance in South Korean market, although Indonesian coffee still ranks 13th in the South Korean coffee market under Vietnam and the United States. Chairman of Indonesian Red Cross, who is also Vice President Yusuf Kalla, received 10 units of Voucher 10 trucks from PT Astra for operational activities of the PMI throughout Indonesia. At the PMI headquarters in Jakarta on Friday, Yusuf Kalla appreciated the aid as one form of corporate social responsibility, SCR. The Embassy of Republic of Indonesia in Seoul, South Korea, has been ready to implement presidential election to be held in 2019. The South Korean Election Committee has been formed and has signed the integrity pact at the embassy hall in Seoul recently. Indonesian Ambassador to South Korea Umar Hadi told Arrival Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday that based on previous elections, there are two challenges faced in holding election in South Korea. The first challenge is related to the distribution of information to voters and updating of voters' data. The second one is how Indonesian citizens in South Korea can have the opportunity to cast their voting rights. Minister of Health Nila Mulud encourages health research that can support health development and can be implemented directly in the field. This was stated by Minister Nila after attending a working meeting of Health Research and Development Agency at the Minister of Health in Jakarta on Friday. Approximately 4,000 volunteers were coordinated by the Environment and Hygiene Agency at Badung Regency Bali participate in the cleanup action with the team Kuta Bersih Tanpa Plastik Beach, which means Kuta Clean Kuta Without Plastic, in Kuta Beach, Badung, Bali on Friday. The action was held in a series of Badung commitment to make the IMF World Bank annual meeting 2018 successful to be held in October. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 95.5 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of traditions in Bengkulu. Stay tuned. Bengkulu people, especially Serawai ethnic in South Bengkulu, on the 27th day of Ramadan, at Takbiran Naik and after Isya praying conduct a tradition so-called Nujuh Likur or Ronjok Sayap. Takbiran in Indonesia refers to the activities of Muslims by jointly saying Takbir praise Allahu Akbar. More specifically, this activity refers to their celebration activities at night in welcoming the coming of Idul Fitri and Idul Adha. Meanwhile, Nujuh Likur means the day of fasting which has entered the 27th day of Ramadan. In local language, Nujuh means 7 and Likur is a mention for numeral 20. This tradition is a series event for farewell of the month of Ramadan and to welcome Idul Fitri. This tradition is conducted by Serawai people at their home yard while gathering with their family. The tradition has been already underway for hundreds of years and inherited from generation to generation. Let's talk about Ronjok Sayak. Sayak in Sarawai language means coconut shell. In the past, burning activity was conducted simultaneously by Serui villagers. At their home yard, they set coconut shells on a pole so that it looked like skewers. The higher the coconut shell's arrangement is, the better it is. Then, the arrangement of the coconut shells, or called lujuk, was burnt beginning from the top. Every house must have its own lujuk. The higher the lujuk is, the higher the fire is. According to the villagers, all hopes in the month of Ramadan will be sooner granted. Serawai tribe also believes that fire can connect human with ancients. Before Ronjok Sayak implementation, since afternoon, kids of Sarawai tribe usually has looked for coconut shells at their home yard. After Isya praying, all family's members go out from the house and burn the coconut shells arrangement. Then, they pray together and afterwards, they have dinner together. They still gather until the lujuk is really burnt entirely. Coconut shell is selected as media because coconut is a symbol of fruit which is full of benefit and believed to symbolize gratitude to the god and to the ancients in order to live in peace hereafter. Listener, Ronjok Sayak tradition is still preserved until now, even though it is not festive again like in the past, because the coconut shell is limited and electricity lights almost evenly reach every corner of villages in the region. earlier, the burning of coconut shell at the 27th of fasting night is a sign that fasting is only 3 days left, so that people who usually live at the garden will go down to prepare themselves to welcome Idul Fitri. On the progress, Ronjak Sayak tradition becomes family gathering and also as gratitude to God on His blessing. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Ronjak Sayak tradition from Bengkulu. Thank you for listening. Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany. This edition is on World Health Day. You can listen to this program via streaming at www.voinews.id or through RRI Play application on your smartphone. Health, at first glance, looks as trivial, something you take for granted. However, when sickness comes, you realize that the health price is not cheap. The cost of hospital bill and the fund that must be spent to maintain health afterwards are not small. In fact, many simple things can interfere with one's health, from lack of sleep to a messy diet. Unfortunately, public awareness about the health is often inadequate. Not only that, there are still many problems of health, like the outbreaks of rare diseases in the world that still have no solution, like Ebola and Zika virus, which until now still haunts the world. For that reason, the World Health Organization, WHO, observes World Health Day annually as an opportunity to attract the attention of the world community to realize the big problems related to global health. World Health Day was first formulated in 1948 through the first World Health Assembly. The Assembly decided to celebrate World Health Day on April 7th each year, starting from 1950. The purpose of International Health Day commemoration is to raise public awareness of the importance of health. WHO organizes events at international, regional, and local levels on Global Health Day commemorations with a variety of themes. The resources provided are sufficient until several days after April 7th, the date set to celebrate World Health Day. World Health Day is recognized by various government and non-governmental organizations that have an interest in public health issues. They also host activities and express support in the media. According to World Health Organization data, it is estimated that half of the world's population lack access to appropriate medical services, while 100 million others were forced to become poor by paying hospital or medical services bill. In connection with the 58th World Health Day, WHO is targeting more than 1 billion people to get access to healthcare they need in 2023. To prevent from falling ill, you just need 10 easy steps to keep your body healthy and fit. Namely, enough sleep, at least 8 hours, to stay fit and healthy. Then, stop the bad habits like smoking, drugs, alcohol, unsafe and unhealthy sex. Regular health checks, exercise, eating healthy foods including fresh fruits, vegetables and whole grains. Drink a lot of water, reduce stress. You also need to get used to having breakfast, because a healthy breakfast will provide energy for the body to keep the activity. Express yourself to keep away from problems of sleeplessness, depression, eating disorder, and up to physical pain. Finally, make a target in a dinner plate to consume any portion with a balanced nutritional measure in terms of carbohydrates, vitamins, minerals, and protein. That was Miscellany Today featuring World Health Day. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Putri, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you Sherina. To initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Geregetan. Enjoy the song!
Lagi wajahnya, kulirik lagi dia. Semakin ku pandang wajahnya, semakin rupawan. Matanya memancarkan cinta, senyumnya manja nan menggoda. Gayanya wajar mempesona, siapa dia? Wajahnya kulirik lagi dia, semakin ku pandang wajahnya, semakin rupawan. Matanya memancarkan cinta, senyumnya manja nan menggoda. Gayanya wajar mempesona, siapa dia?
Listener, you've just listened to the first song entitled Geregetan, sung by Sherina. A girl with complete name Sherina Munaf is Indonesian singer who has begun her career since 9 years old. Her debut album entitled Andai Aku Besar Nanti was released in 1999. But the name of Sherina skyrocketed in 2001 through a film entitled Petualangan Sherina, or in English means Adventure of Sherina. In the film, Sherina showed not only her ability but also her nice singing. In the film, she sang various songs which are until now stuck on the hearts of 19th Indonesian generation. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Pergilah Kau. Enjoy the song.
Tak mau lagi aku percaya pada semua kasih sayangmu. Tak mau lagi aku tersentuh pada semua pengakuanmu. Kamu takkan mengerti rasa sakit ini, kebohongan dari mulut manismu. Pergilah kau, pergi dari hidupku. Bawalah semua rasa bersalahmu. Pergilah kau, pergi dari hidupku. Bawalah rahasiamu yang tak ingin ku tahu.
Listener, you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about Sherina. Although popular in 2000s, the name of Sherina used to disappear from Indonesian entertainment world. Thus, Sherina returned in the entertainment in 2007 with her album entitled Primadonna.
The album, which contains of love songs, as if becomes message to the public that Sherina has grown up, even though many people have known her since she was a little girl. Sherina succeeded to release label as Little Artist. In addition to working with love or existentialism theme, Sherina uploaded various kinds of books with quite heavy titles on her Instagram. Reading and critical impression were successfully delivered to the fans of Sherina and Indonesian netizens. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the following two songs entitled Ada and Cinta Pertama Terakhir. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Tangan yang biasa menggenggam, mata yang terus menatapku, bibir yang tersenyum, kau selalu di sini. Peluk yang tak ingin lepas, jari yang belai keningku, pundak tempatku bersandar, kau selalu di sini. Kini kita harus berpisah, jarak waktu permainkan kita. Ku di sini dan kau di sana, tapi ku tak sendiri. Suara kamu di hati, terbawa di mimpi. Walau kamu di sana, aku tak sendiri. Ada kamu di hati, ada kamu di hati. Aku tak sendiri.
Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Sebelumnya tak ada yang mampu mengajarku untuk bertahan di kala sedih. Sebelumnya ku ikat hatiku hanya untuk aku seorang. Sekarang kau di sini, hilang rasanya semua bimbang tangis kesepian. Kau buat aku bertanya, kau buat aku mencari tentang rasa ini. Aku tak mengerti, akankah sama jadinya bila bukan kamu. Lalu senyummu menyadarkanku, kau cinta pertama dan terakhirku. Sebelumnya tak mudah bagiku tertawa sendiri di kehidupan yang kelam ini. Sebelumnya rasanya tak perlu membagi kisahku. Tak ada yang mengerti. Sekarang kau di sini.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.